Good morning. A disturbance passing through the mid-levels of the atmosphere has produced scattered showers and thunderstorms across mainly the southern part of interior New York and New England overnight and now early this morning, particularly across the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, Berkshires off into southern parts of New England. We'll continue to see bursts of rain through the morning drive. Some rumbles of thunder cannot be ruled out, but most of these thunderstorms will be below severe limits. They will serve to increase the moisture in the atmosphere, which will enhance additional scattered showers and thunderstorms across the region this afternoon. And some of these storms could be on the strong to severe side with gusty winds, hail, heavy rainfall, and frequent lightning. This action will continue through the evening hours and perhaps even the overnight period. With partly sunny skies otherwise today and humid conditions, highs will reach the middle 80s on average. Overnight tonight, as showers and thunderstorms diminish, it'll be muggy with areas of fog and lows will drop back into the middle and upper 60s. A cool front out over the upper Midwest will make its way in our direction for tomorrow and slide through the area during the day. As a result, a shower or thunderstorm possible as it passes through. Otherwise, we'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds on Tuesday and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Behind this front, beautiful weather during the day on Wednesday. Lots of sunshine and low humidity. It'll be warm with highs right around 80. Weak disturbances heading our way for Thursday, Friday, and into the weekend may touch off a scattered shower or thunderstorm pretty much each day over the latter portion of the forecast period, and temperatures will hold in the upper 70s to right around 80 by Sunday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the upper Mississippi Valley to the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and for us here in the Northeast, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from central and southeastern Montana into western South Dakota. Daytime heating of the moist lower levels of the atmosphere will destabilize the atmosphere during the day, and scattered multi-cell storms will develop from in the afternoon hours, which might pose some threat for isolated strong to damaging wind gusts. A more organized severe event may evolve later this afternoon and evening from eastern parts of the Great Lakes into northern New York and possibly parts of New England, where a mid to upper level flow and vertical shear will increase in association with a mid-level jet stream. The potential will exist for storms to develop along and ahead of the accompanying cool front over southern Ontario and advance into New York with a threat for damaging wind and hail. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Grand Isle, Louisiana at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time back on Thursday. The last report of hail was at Cherry Point Marine Corps Air Station in North Carolina at 4:09 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 52 degrees, with a west wind at 15 miles per hour. In Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 69 degrees, the dew point 64, 84% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.05 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 122 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 39 at Crater Lake, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms in the lower 80s, and mostly sunny skies in Buffalo with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 86 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 75, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, for the month now 2.21 inches, and for the season 18.16 inches. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62, the record high 96 set in 1955, and the record low 45 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:38 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:25 p.m., 14 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, some strong to severe. Highs in the lower to mid-80s. More showers and storms tonight, lows in the 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today, scattered showers and thunderstorms, some strong to severe, highs in the mid-80s. More showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could be strong to severe. Highs in the mid-80s. More showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, some strong to severe. Highs in the mid-80s. More showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, some strong to severe. Highs in the mid-80s. More showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Sunny and warm on Wednesday, pleasant humidity in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, but mainly dry in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, still the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms into the weekend with highs in the upper 70s to right around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.